you hear the chime, it will be exactly...
I am a Kraken from the sea!
How may a mortal man face and defeat the Kraken?
We're on a mission from God.
Party, I'm more like a riot.
Let no joyful voice be heard. Let no man look up at the sky with hope. And let this day be cursed by we who ready to wait. The Kraken!
Should I have to release the Kraken? I'm totally having second thoughts right now.
You're right, I'm being paranoid. You know what? Bring the Kraken back. I'm sorry, I'm freaking out.
Bitch, I'm back.
No!
Yeah! No.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Glad to see me. I guess we're in the next flight.
The boys are back in town.
Hi, we're the Beach Boys. And we'd like to thank all the guys at
GeeksWhoDrink.com
for being so cool.
He's back, the band behind the best.
And we crawl out of his home.
Welcome to the big show.
Release the Kraken.
Well, hello there again, listener. It is time once again for the big... Awesome Cast. We're broadcasting Awesome Casting, I should say, semi-live from Studio D Chevalier 2, which is sadly just the basement of my mom's house. But this is Derek Knight, formerly of SonOfCheese.com, now of ActionBearImprov.com. Come and see us perform at the Colorado Improv Festival. I'll include the link in the post. Colin Burton, as always, with me.
Hello, everybody.
Jessica Robot Narwhal of Action Bear Improv fame.
Hello!
My sister Heather, formerly of Matted Spam, but now of, well, I guess Fargo's. If you go to Fargo's, you can see her do the salad bar.
No, I don't do salad bar anymore. I'm behind the counter.
That's a job for a child.
That's a job for Sue.
Speaking of Sue, her spawn. Sitting on the couch, unmiked, so he can just wave and we can say whatever we want about it. Everybody currently is enjoying the cocktail of the week, which is the Vu Carré, which if you've never had one, well, make sure it's properly made. And I will include the recipe in the post for this week so that you can make one in a proper fashion and drink along with us. Listener, it is time for you to stock your bar. You're going to need rye whiskey. You're going to need a good vermouth. Don't skimp on the goddamn vermouth. Get Carpano Antica. Get some cognac. I suggest Hennessy, as does MC Humpty Hump. You need some Benedictine. Not B&B, but you need Benedictine. You need good cherries. Luxardo will do. And yes, they're $17 a jar. And yes, they are worth it. So spend the money, cheap ass. And then you need a channel knife and you need a good lemon. Need some ice and a shaker.
As opposed to an evil lemon?
Yes, as opposed to an evil lemon, because lemons are evil. We are going to pick up where we kind of left off last time with the speaking of equality and rights and revisionist history and the Confederate flag and the jazzled cat asses and things of that nature. But you had some stuff. You wanted to add to the discussion, yes? All of you? Any of you?
Yes. I was going to mention how when all of this Confederate flag stuff was going down, it made me think of the whole Nazi symbol not being allowed in Germany anymore. The whole revisionist,
right.
Like it didn't happen.
Yeah, because, nobody wants to be called, hey, you're a Nazi, rules Nazi, grammar Nazi, hey there, grammar Hitler.
No, I don't even mean that. I mean video games that involve Nazi warfare or display any Nazi symbolism are not allowed in Germany, as I understand.
So basically what they're saying, they are going to completely disavow a large part of their history.
Yes.
Yeah, they've made the symbol illegal, which it comes from a place of good intentions.
Right.
And yet, right. At the same time, it's a restriction on speech.
That, I would also ask
about the relationship between Germany's roles between the U.S.
What it is accomplishing.
And I also feel that it is the best way of identifying these people. The ones...
You? What do you mean, you people?
You've got a swastika on your forehead. You must be a Nazi.
Hey, look right. at you. Or Charles
You're somebody
Manson.
That I will think twice about. Seriously, hold... It's not like outlawing it makes them change their minds. If anything, they get even more entrenched in their whole belief set.
Well, and it's well known that if you ban something, it becomes fascinating and people will engage in it. I mean, look at drugs. I mean, for Christ's sake, we now have legalized marijuana, which still pisses me off when I go places and I smell it. I smell the weed and I'm like, oh, God, it's legal now, so I can't.
But it's infusing billions of dollars into the state's economy.
Yeah, and it's making you know, the stupider people stupider.
But what was really stopping them anyway?
Exactly.
It's true.
I think it's cleaned up the prison system because all of the kids that were just getting arrested for smoking dope can
say you kids, say you dope smokers. Sure. Well, no, actually, legally, they can't. You have to be 21 legally to partake, and you cannot do it in a public place.
Okay, I was using the phrase kids in a very non-traditional sense there.
Like alcohol.
Just like alcohol, right. Y'all. But there's no more prohibition, so we can enjoy a nice, well-mixed
but
cocktail.
But you see, there was prohibition, and there used to not be prohibition against dope.
Right,
but...
until people got super stupid and started growing man boobs. Anyway, we were not talking about. We are talking about swastikas.
Weed gives you man boobs. Back to the swastikas.
Yeah. So, and then there was the whole Apple's reaction on the App Store of taking every Civil War game down, like with no notification to the people who were selling it. They were just ripped from the App Store because they had the Confederate flag in their logos because it was part of history.
Right. It becomes a question of, are you removing something that is being used with hateful intention, or are you removing something that's being used that might have educational value, a.k.a. revisionist history? You know, you're revising history to meet your own needs.
A sweeping ban that did no good, in my opinion. Did more harm than good. What are you looking at?
On that note, I have something to share.
Oh, we got something going on here.
Breaking news! Weed gives you man boobs! And now to our correspondent on the street who's got something on a phone, it's Jessica.
Have you ever thrown a respectable cocktail party at your home only to have your feline family member come out and proudly display their uncovered rear? Well, Kitty might enjoy showing off their brown eye. We're sure your guests don't like to see that one-eyed monster while munching on their caviar. Give your cat some class! Hang a twinkle tush from their tail and cover that butt in bling! This is a real thing. But I'm afraid to click on the order button because I don't want to get a virus on my phone, just in case.
I don't think you should click on it.
They give away free stickers with every Twinkle Tush ordered.
The answer is yes, I have thrown a respectable cocktail party at my house. And no, the last thing I expected to ruin it would be the cat. You know why? Is because when people come over to your goddamn house, the cat hides. That's what cats do.
Especially if he knows you're going to put a twinkle.
Exactly.
On his ass.
What are you going to shove a gem up my ass? What are you doing?
How insecure
my cat,
are you?
My cat is from Brooklyn. Hey, what are you doing back there? Are you shoving rocks up my ass again? Hey, whoa.
I'm walking here.
Hey, you're displaying my ass all over here. Stop it.
And like with Wesley's butt, we would have to have something huge because he's got.
Whoa, back up.
Because he's got these weird tan blobs on his fur, and he has an unfortunately placed tan blob right on his butthole that makes it look like he's got...
A gigantic butthole.
Not a gigantic butthole, but like he's got something on his butt. Because he's white.
A dingleberry.
Well, yeah. To be fair, sometimes he does because he doesn't have a back leg. So sometimes he does have something on his butt.
Right. But yeah, no, it's so, if, you know, we really did want to cover up anything that people would be like, I can't eat my caviar because... Hi, Wesley.
Okay. First, yes, I have brown spots on my fur. Thanks for pointing that out, racist. But also, those aren't poop spots. I'm super clean. I'm a white cat.
That's what
and
I
you
said.
Know how hard it is to keep white cats clean? Very hard. My tongue gets a workout. That's what she said.
This is praising.
freezing. Lana! Lana! Danger zone!
Well, here's a question. Do they make a Confederate flag version of this thing?
Because I
ain't going to buy it for my cat unless it's got the General Lee colors.
America.
Yeah. And then you can see America. Who's offended by which worse.
That's true.
I want to know, like, how insecure are you as a human being if you're embarrassed by your pet's asshole?
Well, there are
put people pants out on it, for Christ's sake. I mean, there's better ways to do this. You put a little Run DMC shirt on your tiny dog on a regular basis. Well, when it's cold.
But, the Run DMC shirt on my tiny dog is, yeah, it keeps
it's
her warm.
It's not because you're embarrassed of her nipples.
No, it keeps her warm.
Yeah.
Her jutting
she
nipples.
Gets cold.
Her seductive jutting nipples. That come hither look in her eyes and her hard little tiny rocks of nipples.
If you'd actually seen my dog, that only makes that more ridiculous. She looks kind of like a gremlin. Or Yoda.
Like, yeah, one that
or
she
Yoda
fed
gremlin.
After midnight. She is like a fruit bat without wings, is what she looks like.
She is the most pathetic, sad, ugly little creature
And
ever.
She smells so bad.
She smells terrible.
But she can wedge herself into the tiniest places.
Mm. Like the back of a Volkswagen.
Oh, by
like
the way,
the back of a Volkswagen.
Are you aware that there are Christians that think because you have tattoos that you are heavily into drugs?
And you're going to
hell.
And
that you're going to beat your children, by the way?
You're a horrible parent because you have a tattoo.
Awesome. Am I a horrible parent because I encourage my kid to use temporary tattoos?
Oh, probably,
because
yeah.
He wants to look like daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So tell
person.
Me more about
you
this.
You have some evidence of this, right?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a site on Facebook called Christians Against Tattoos. And let me find the...
I want to bet they're citing a passage in Leviticus.
Probably.
Newsflash, not your book. Christians, if you are a Christian, and wait, hold on. Breaking news! Christians who quote the Old Testament are using the wrong book! If you're a Christian, that means you follow the teachings of Christ, and all of that happened in the New Testament. And now, back to our correspondent with news about how tattoos are ruining our world.
Yes, studies show that tattooed parents, really?
What kind of studies? What
it's
kind
hard to
of
read.
Studies?
You're good at this.
My phone freaked out on me.
I read good.
I read good. I went to Whitefield.
I couldn't remember where I went to school.
Public education at its best.
I mean, it's been a long time, but for fuck's sake.
I'm blaming the phone, okay? All right, so studies show that tattooed parents are 10 times more likely to neglect and abuse their children.
What studies?
Because they're...
Probably the same studies that showed that, well, that not showed, but claimed that heterosexual marriage is the only way to propagate a proper society.
Right, but they call them inkies.
Inkies?
Inkies become addicted to getting tattooed because of the chemicals inside the tattoo ink. The ink contains weed particles. The chemical THC, also known as 420, makes people addicted to tattoos and makes them forget about all of their life's responsibilities, including their children.
Oh my god. People like this really need to, they need to not be homeschooled.
See, I'm not sure if that site is legit or if it's really trolling heavy.
Well, we have somebody on the phone that could probably speak more to this issue.
Is it Jesus?
No, it's Satan.
Ah.
Hey guys. How's it going? Long time to talk! Taking a break from my, busy schedule. Fixing elections. Deposing despots.
Why would you be disposing despots? Don't you like the despots?
You would think. You know, I make these
deals with people.
Deals with people.
I make deals with people.
And they always welch. So I gotta depose them. Anyway, what are we talking about?
Tattoos and pot.
Oh, yeah. That was a deal I made a long time ago to include weed particles in tattoo ink. Yeah, totally. And also a little tiny contract. I don't know if you've ever signed a waiver at a tattoo shop, but part of that is selling your soul to the devil.
Well, Satan, you don't have me.
Me either.
No, but I got two people in that room. And you guys know who you are. You're the worst parents ever. Also going to hell. Thanks, guys. Really need to up my numbers. Satan out!
It has been so long since we heard from Satan on the phone.
It was nice to hear his voice.
It was. It was really nice to hear his voice. It was a little crazy there for a bit. But,
It had been a long time, like you said, with me, you know.
Huh?
It had been a long time since we'd potted. You know, he was...
Been a long time since the rock and roll.
Satan's been busy for the last 4 years.
Yep. Refrains from inserting a that's what she said.
That is what she said, actually. Actual. Literally.
Literally.
Literally. We can literally. Use literally. It is
the
what
term
she said.
Literally correctly.
So how is everybody's bucaray?
Well, mine's perfectly made because I made it. And so yours are all perfectly made because I made it.
Properly made.
Perfectly.
Perfectly properly.
Perfectly properly. All those P words.
When you start with the right ingredients, the cocktail will turn out. As long as you use the right techniques and tools.
So as long as you're perfect.
Yes, like me.
Crickets.
So about gay marriage.
Breaking news! You can't get a proper cocktail except in this basement. And now to Colin Burton, our gay correspondent.
No, that's kind of wrong there. Totally wrong there.
Yeah, I mean, he's a correspondent that's not gay, but he's corresponding about gay things.
Exactly. Sure. You're our man on the street for gay issues.
I'm the man on the man on the street.
Oh, man on street.
So.
Especially if it's Houston Street. What a fuck.
We never really got very far into it. I don't know. Is there anybody in this room that's opposed to gay marriage?
I'm not.
No.
You know what I'm opposed to? Inequality of any kind.
Right.
I was very impressed by.
What about social inequality?
Well, inequality of any kind. Okay. Now there's people that are just not.
I think
as
he
good
was implying that you're a communist. I'm just saying.
No.
I have been accused by people seriously accusing me of being a nihilist, as if that would like make me change my position. And I'm like, I don't even know what that is outside of one has a ferret. Because my only visage of nihilists comes from the Big Lebowski. I know they're willing to cut off one of their own toes, I guess.
To try to get some
to
money.
Earn some cash. Kennedy, Justice Kennedy's not dissent. What would be assent? I don't know. I am so bad with political
his agreement?
But
his statement about
his
the whole
statement
thing.
Statement about same-sex marriage. It's not looking for special rights. It's looking for equal privilege under the law. It is so ordered. And equal privilege under the law, because it should be equal privilege under the law. But unfortunately, our country has such a heinous history of denying people that equal privilege under the law, even though all men are created equal is, you know, that what our country was founded on. Except
men.
Well, I think we're, you know, initially it was intended as man.
Initially,
as
it was intended as all men. Fine. Women weren't included initially.
Yeah, because they were, you know, slightly
above
cattle.
I would love it if the intention were a little bit more noble. But what it comes down to is we shouldn't deny any American any right.
Fuck you, foreigners.
Okay. Going back, because, well, we are governed as Americans by the U.S. government, who have, you know, set forth the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. So Americans have rights if they're American citizens. And so, no, we should not deny American citizens any rights, because life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness is included in all of that. So, yes, fuck you, foreigners, because you're not American. You go, and hopefully your country doesn't execute you for whatever it
so
is you believe in.
So what about foreigners living in the United States?
Well, I would hope that they would clear...
I'm opening the can of
worms.
Yes,
open the can of worms. Are these foreigners who are currently working toward American citizenship?
No, they're just leeching off the system.
Okay,
or
well,
maybe they're children of people who were leeching off the system that had no control over where they were born.
So they were born here in America, and they
or maybe they were. What if it's they were brought here when they were infants, so they're not technically U.S.
citizens,
but they still had no control. What if they were Canadians?
When did this go from equal rights to citizenship? We can cover citizenship later. I know it's all connected. It is all connected. And I have always been outspoken in the whole, hey, don't enter the country illegally, follow the goddamn rules. But I know there are so many gray areas. This is not a black and white issue. But what is black and white is we should not deny anyone who is an American citizen basic rights, especially life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Why should we, as, you know, Christians or any other religion, even if we're an atheist or an agnostic, why should we look at somebody and say, oh, no, I can get married, but you can't?
I think one of the fundamental things that comes up here is the argument over whether marriage is a basic right or not, because it is traditionally a religious ritual.
Yeah, but there's so many civil rules.
Now, but as soon as the government got involved, it became a right.
But also, and we've had this conversation before, but we're going to have it on the podcast, marriage is a business arrangement. Let's Absolutely. Be fair. In fact, marriage was such a business arrangement in years and year, in some so many years past that it was very common to have a side piece, as the kids say. Because marriage was not about love, it was about business. You didn't marry the person you love.
Property.
You married the person who it was most advantageous to be married to. Now, Jess has also another view of it as protecting bloodlines, and I'll let you fill us in on that.
I feel like the modern concept of marriage is sort of an offshoot of the fact that in patriarchal societies, the only way to guarantee that a father knew who their child was to ensure that the woman that they had that child with had not been with any other man. And it became the business arrangement that happened because of that agreement was marriage.
They blew that because, seriously, there's so much fucking around.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And that's where it came from. And I mean, really, I mean, you're talking about...
Breaking news! All the kids are fucking around! And now, back to the regular podcast!
But seriously, though, I mean, that is why marriage exists. It's because men couldn't know who their children were unless they'd guaranteed that woman had never been with anybody else. Hence
and I apologize, I inadvertently turned your mic off when I meant to turn the mic next to you off.
It's fine.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to signal there, was I couldn't
hear you through my headphones. No, I figured it out. Okay, Jesus.
Yay.
If you could have only seen the rampant hand
signals. It has been over 4 years. It has been over 4 years, okay? And I got a new setup. I got a new board. I streamlined everything. Same mics, though.
Yeah.
So really, to sum up what I was saying, as long as we have Maury Povich, you don't need to get married.
It's true. You can tell you who the father is.
Well, actually, I've been kind of following it through the work. There went my phone. Through the work of Dan Savage and stuff, the way that he's following it.
I love Dan Savage.
And for me, the whole issue with the marriage is the civil equality, the ability for a husband and husband to be in the same room when one of them is dying.
Exactly.
And to be
right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's all of the business arrangement stuff that the government ensures is
appropriate.
I don't
really think religion even has to enter into it.
Exactly.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. In fact, that's the thing. Marriage, in the long run, is protection of assets. It's protection of right to die. It's protection of power of attorney.
Right.
And because we live in such a weird, twisted society, just because you're an acquaintance of somebody, just because you are someone's girlfriend or boyfriend, doesn't give you power of attorney. It doesn't give you the ability to act on a living will.
Right.
And that's a bad thing, because a government can take your assets if you don't have somebody to bequeath these assets to, which is a bad thing.
Right,
and so, yes, I see that as a wonderful way to ensure that two people who do love each other, who've made a commitment to each other, can exercise these very basic rights of property ownership after one dies.
Which is why it's awesome what happened and why Boston Legal got it right.
That show's been off the air for how long? Almost as long as it's been since we made a podcast.
I don't have TV. I'm just putting this out there. I don't have cable. But Boston Legal did get it right.
Breaking news! Jessica lives in a log cabin way up in the mountains and eschews modern technology and has written a manifesto and wears a hoodie. Oh, she's the Unabomber. Back to you.
You're confusing Unabomber with unicorn again.
Breaking news! Jess is a unicorn! Breaking news. I like this new feature we've stumbled upon.
Breaking news!
Oh, my.
Where were we?
We were talking about marriage equality.
Yeah. And I'm all for it.
I am, too.
I'm happy.
I mean, I'm even more than marriage equality. I'm for just equality across the board.
Right. We don't have any dissenting opinions in the room. So.
No.
That makes it tough. Hopefully, what about you, Justin?
Hopefully the listeners will agree with
us. He's getting thumbs up, totally drunk.
Thumbs up,
see, this was
drunk,
the perfect opportunity
waving.
To give him a false opinion. And have him be all in.
Thumbs down, fuck it.
well, mm-hmm. lost chances.
How do you feel about butt bling for animals?
Yeah, how important is it to block a cat's asshole?
Did anybody ask me what I think?
What do you think, Satan?
Totally for it. Satan out.
Of course you are. That's what the rights are saying. It's all your...
I have a feeling that he just doesn't care as long as his numbers are up.
So...
I've been reading about...
Anybody
Marvel.
Ask me what I think?
No, Wesley, I
Wesley,
barely like you.
Wesley, what do you think? I know you don't like Wesley, what
Wait,
do you
whoa,
think?
Wait, whoa, back the fuck up. What, Colin?
Oh, you know I don't like you very much.
Why the fuck?
I just don't like you.
I am the coolest thing on three legs.
No, you're not.
Tripod cat.
No, you're kind of annoying.
I'm awesome.
Annoying.
I get out when you open the door. And then I hide behind the air conditioner, and I'm like, fuck you, come get me. And then I'm like, I knock shit over, I don't like the dog. A small dog, especially, fuck that small dog.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you like me?
Because of all of those things. The fact that you are just a pain.
I'm not a pain, I'm the best. I'm the best three-legged cat there is. Hey man, I've gone through trauma, so don't you fuck, I might have PTSD, you don't know what I'll do to you while you sleep, you just... Watch your ass. Mind your P's and Q's, bitch.
He's going to put a twinkle tush on your ass while you sleep.
Twinkle tush on your ass, motherfucker, because you're walking around with that bare ass all the time. I know, I see. I'm in your room. Like, what you doing? Having a shower? Nope, just walking around naked again, because that's what humans do. Well, way to go, motherfucker, because I can do it too. Look at my asshole. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Marriage equality?
Yeah, good. All for it. I don't give a shit. What the fuck? I'm a cat. Who cares? That's what cats do. They're like, what? Fuck it. I'm going to knock some shit over. Boom. Knock some shit over. You know what I just did? Knock some shit over. Because that's my day.
I think it's because most cats are inherently nihilists.
Tripod cat out.
Again, still, what is a nihilist anyway? I mean, so, I assume it's like a political dogma, right?
It's a philosophy.
Well, I was accused of being a nihilist by fucking morons. I mean, by self-centered fucking morons who are so... They are so interested in being right that all they want to do is call somebody down to the point where they'll stop talking. It, you know, it's like, yeah, call me a nihilist. That doesn't hurt. It's like sticks and stones, blah, so, blah, blah. But I don't care.
It's not
I'm
a
still
bad
right.
thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a philosophical position. It's a philosophical position.
Okay, what is
it? I pulled up the Wikipedia article.
So this is probably 100% accurate.
According to Wikipedia, here's the one sentence I pulled out. Nihilism is presented in the form of existential nihilism, most commonly, which argues that life is without objective meaning, purpose, or intrinsic value, and that moral nihilists assert that morality does not inherently exist, that any established moral values are abstractly contrived. So pretty much, morality is...
Breaking news! I'm a nihilist! I don't know. I mean, I don't think I would agree with that philosophy 100%, but I don't think I would agree with any philosophy 100%, because I reserve the right to change my mind.
You're not a nihilist, you're mostly a naysayer.
I'm a negative Nelly, is what I am. That's my my philosophy is that of a negative Nelly. I'm like, you know what? You're all assholes, and life is sometimes not worth living, and yes, I would like to sleep for like 5 days.
Negative Nelly.
But the VUCA rays are fucking fantastic.
People wonder why I drink so much. It makes it so much easier to deal with what's going on in the world.
Yeah. Like to buy this world a...
Like to buy this world a drink. And give it cirrhosis. Give it cirrhosis. Kill its liver and maybe it will.
Yellow liver.
Just comfortably in the summer. I can still see you. I can still see you through this pop screen. I can still see you.
Yep.
You've been kind of quiet, Heather.
She has.
Yeah, I'm always quiet.
This is true. If we don't drag her into it, she won't say anything.
Nope.
So drag her in.
What you reading on your phone, Heather?
I'm talking to Christina.
What you saying?
Nothing. So what do you think of the whole thing about the rise of iPhones and everything destroying relationships and whatnot? Because
are you talking to me or are you talking to Heather?
I'm talking to everybody.
Are you guys having trouble? Is that why you're bringing this up?
No, I'm just mentioning it because
I do think that I do believe, because I see it all the time. And I mean, think about when you and Ray and I used to go to lunch.
Right.
And we would not interact. We would all be on our phone. It brings about a very rich world for introverts. It does. I mean, that's not a bad thing. It brings about this rich world of interaction for people who would otherwise not want to interact with anybody. And yeah, show of hands in this room, who's an introvert? We have all raised our hands, even Justin, who can't talk.
He raised both hands.
He did. He totally raised both hands.
And
but,
a foot.
And a foot. But the thing about online interaction, I believe, personally, that it's easier for somebody who's an introvert, like myself, like the rest of us, to actually interact with people without having to go through the soul-sucking, energy-draining process of talking on the phone or talking in person. I know that, like, when I do a show, like, when you and I do an improv show,
yeah,
or when I do a dinner detective show, like last night, drained. Oh man, it was a great show, but I want to sleep for 5 days.
Yeah, absolutely drained
I
afterwards.
Give so much of myself in performance that afterward I'm spent. I hate talking on the phone. Well, if somebody says, I would like to call you on the phone, let's talk on the phone, my first reaction is, wherever you are, can I burn it down and make sure you can't escape?
It's funny.
Phones are inherently weird. Well,
and it's also funny you mentioned that. I text so much, I never call anybody.
Yeah, absolutely. That's how I want to communicate. I do not want to talk on the phone with anybody because talking on the phone drains my fucking energy because you have to be on all the time. And obviously, we're doing a podcast, and I hate dead air, but that's just the animal part of my brain that is so trained in radio. I will continue to talk. It doesn't mean I want to have a conversation with any of you.
Hell no.
As evidence by
wait,
the
wait, wait,
I keep
what?
Talking.
What? You don't actually want to talk to us. You just brought us in here to be on the podcast.
Breaking news! Other voices make a podcast sound diverse! And now back to the other voices.
Yay, we're diverse.
Hold on,
diversity.
I think we need a moment of uncomfortable dead air.
Was there ever a black guy on...
He couldn't do it. He couldn't make it happen.
He couldn't do it.
Let's have a moment of silence. Fuck you, moment of silence.
Right. I got a question.
Dukes of Hazzard. Did they ever have a black character?
He's back on the Confederate bandwagon.
Well, no, I'm just wondering about it.
I mean, that's a very valid question because I am now racking my brain because I loved that show and I've seen every episode and you've seen every... I don't remember one.
Because it was the 70s, yeah?
Oh, it was absolutely... Well, it was the late 70s, early 80s.
Right.
It came... I think it hit the air in late 78 or early 79 and it continued through 83?
So that was also the time of All in the Family and everything like
All
that.
All in the Family, though, was so avant-garde, but unfortunately so many people didn't get the joke and saw Archie Bunker as the hero.
Right.
Which
they didn't realize it was a sad parody.
Yeah, they didn't realize they were trying to demonstrate absurdity with absurdity. But no, Dukes of Hazzard was totally a romanticization of the South and Southern values and the Confederate flag and Confederate way of life Rebel way of life and the Moonrunners way of life. Hey, we're moonshiners. Hey, we're against society. Boss Hogg, he represents the man.
It went from 79 to 85.
That was close.
And
goddamn
it was inspired
close.
By the 75 film Moonrunners.
Moonrunners.
Yeah. How about that?
I know trivia.
So there probably was not a black character.
I don't remember.
I mean, Cooter.
Cooter.
Cooter was white.
Hold on.
Cooter was the mechanic.
Hold on. You said Cooter.
I said Cooter.
Cooter. You're messing with a family name right there.
You said Cooter.
Somebody's family. The Cooter family.
Some Cooter family. They're hairy. Some of them are bald.
They go way back.
No, you're talking. Okay, here's an example, though. You talk about the prevalence of.
Who put the snack bar next to the shithole?
Inadvertent or vertent racism in society, however you want to put it. I was driving a couple of weeks ago, and I think I posted this on Facebook. And
Whoa, wait. Back up. You're a woman, and you were driving?
I am a woman, and I was driving. I was driving in traffic, and there was a truck in front of me, and this truck happened to belong to a local pest removal services that specialized in pest animals. So it was a truck, right? It's got a bunch of cages in the back.
You just hit yourself in the face with your mic screen. That was the best.
I am trying to gracefully recover, and you had to point it out.
Breaking news! Jessica ungracefully hit herself in the face with a pop screen.
Yeah, I'm
and
awesome.
Now back to Jessica.
I'm awesome. I'm driving behind this guy, and it's an animal pest removal service, so a guy that deals with, like, pest squirrels and woodpeckers and things like that.
I was in the car with you, I remember.
He's got several animals written on the back of his truck.
Wait, who was driving?
I was driving.
Okay.
I was driving.
Sure?
Yes.
All right.
I'm positive.
You
and
let
he's
her
got
drive?
Several animals.
I don't know why I would do
he
that.
Lets me drive his car, but don't tell anybody.
That's only when I'm so drunk.
Too drunk to drive.
Right?
Dan Kennedy's too drunk.
When
to
we're pop. Having that awkward conversation of, okay, who's less drunk? Who's going to drive tonight? We're driving, and it's got, here's the pest animals we remove from your home listed out on the back of the truck, and it says, like, squirrels. Woodpeckers, you know, cats. I don't know. Anyway, raccoons.
Hey, pest
right?
cats.
I have room to write woodpeckers, but I don't have room to write raccoons. He just writes coons.
Coons.
And so they. Oh yeah. And I posted this, and I was like, so he had room to write woodpeckers, but not raccoons.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe he's. From the South. Or maybe, you know, I mean...
Well, that reminded
coons.
Me
coon
of
dogs.
When we
You've
used...
Heard of coon dogs.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Maybe he just was a fan of Where the Red Fern Grows.
Right, and that also reminded me of when we used to have Washington, D.C. area Honda dealers at Graham, and one of our clients was Coons Honda, K-O-O-N-S. It's a name.
Well, that's a name.
And one time, I was riding in a car with four other people, and I was in the back seat, and I saw a Coons Honda plate frame, and I shouted out, "Coons!" And everybody's like, "What the fuck?" And I'm like, "No, no, no! That's one of our clients, Coons Honda!" I am not racist, you guys!
It's why that Louis C.K. skit about being passive racist was one of the most beautiful comedy sketches I think I've seen recently.
Louis C.K., you know, I'll tell you what, I was not a fan of him until that Saturday Night Live monologue. And if you don't know what we're talking about, not too long ago, Louis C.K. hosted Saturday Night Live, and he pushed the fucking envelope with his monologue. And it was beautiful, and it was brilliant, and it showed how intelligent he actually is. And he's very intelligent. And some people love his style of comedy. Some people, a little iffy. I was a little iffy on it because it's like, he looks too much like me to be funny. But he's very, very funny. He's very intelligent, and it's definitely worth looking up. I will include a link to that monologue in this post.
For the record, you guys don't look a thing alike.
Shave the...
I think he looks more like Colin. Yeah.
Shave the... I'll bet you money. I shaved my mustache, and it looked more like me than you'd be comfortable with.
Why then she'd be comfortable with?
She keeps saying it. She is adamant that I do not look like Louis C.K.
I don't think you do.
He looks like Colin. He looks like Colin.
Okay.
I don't think the three... I think if the three of you were standing next to each other, you would all look like three distinct...
Celebrity you most resemble... Let's... Actually, Jessica, you're going to do this. Celebrity we all most resemble, Colin first.
Dwight from The Office.
Totally.
Okay, fine. Dwight from The Office.
Heather.
You'd have to see my license.
Marlene Dietrich.
Oh, I like that.
Me, and you don't get to use Morgan Spurlock.
Oh, damn it.
Ha-ha. Fuck you.
Wait, hold on. Celebrity as in like an actor? Does a local celebrity count?
Any celebrity counts.
Derek Knight.
Ha-ha-ha.
Cop out.
Wah, wah, wah.
Whatever. I mean, I am a bit of a big deal. That's true. Yeah.
In your own mind.
Hey. Woo.
Awkward silence.
Here we go.
Dead air. Dead air.
Listener just commented on the post, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
The official listener. What? I mean, we've always...
Wait, the one listener?
The one listener. We've always shouted out to the one listener, but listener, who that's always been directed to, just commented on the post. I'm going... Let's check it out.
Yeah. How exciting.
About goddamn time, it says.
Right? It just says, yay, with 4 exclamation points.
Yay.
That's why listener is listener, and that's why we are podcasting again. Well, it's because I like it, but because listeners out there. There is a listener out there that wants to hear our bullshit. I'm Derek Knight from ActionBearImprov.com. With me, as always, Colin Burton with no web presence.
Goodbye, everybody.
Jessica Robot-Narwhal-Schleiger. That's a hyphenated name. She is also of ActionBearImprov.com.
See ya.
My sister Heather, formerly of Mad and Spam, now of FargosPizzaCompany.com.
Bye-bye.
Kids, thank you very much for listening to our bullshit once again. We will be back again. Believe me when I say that. We're going to make this shit happen. But for now, go make yourself a Vucaray, pass out, and we'll see you, well, next time.